It's 9:07 as we welcome you into the 9 to 10 hour for this Friday, the 16th of September, brought to you by Landscaper's Corner. Impress your neighbors with a beautiful lawn this fall. All it takes is a Triple Crown Elite grass seed from Landscaper's Corner. Call 225-9433. Our question of the day, brought to you by United Structural Systems, your foundation repair and waterproofing experts. iFixFoundations.com, 859-254-7700. Is the U.S. as great as it has been in the past? That's our question today. Is it as great as it has been? You tell us at WVLKAM.com. Tune in for the results with Cruiser and Crew between noon and 3. Yesterday, do you approve or disapprove of the job Senator Mitch McConnell is doing? I was surprised at the results of that. 74% of you disapprove. 20% approve. Undecided, 6%. Well, Ray Larson is here, and Ray's been here just about every Friday for how many years, Ray? I don't have any idea.
I guess this is year 14.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And we've covered a lot of territory in that length of time, but you announced last week that you're going to hang it up and retire from the Commonwealth Attorney's Office. Tell us what precipitated that decision.
Well, I've always thought that I never wanted to be the old man that just hangs on. And I had a birthday in August, and I'm 73 years old.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm getting to be that old man. And so, my wife has been kind of on me about bagging it. And I love what I do, and I'm still anti-criminal,
right,
and pro-victim. And so that was the dilemma, but I finally decided that I'm going to have to hang it up, and I'm going to hang it up at the end of this month.
And let's see, we put this on our Facebook page, I guess, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 103 people have liked or given thumbs up, and we have 15, 16,
retiring?
Yeah.
There you go. Here's your hat, Ray. What's your hurry?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Uh-huh.
No, it was complimentary. And then we've got a lot of comments here. Let's see. Well done, Mr. Larson. Congratulations. Wish you well on your retirement. And here's Pat Shepherd Turpin, who I know you know well.
Mm-hmm.
We will miss him as Ray, the DA, but he will always be our friend. We love him and wish him well on his well-deserved retirement.
If I can interrupt, that's a great example of that's the stepmother
mm-hmm.
of Michael Turpin, Don Turpin's wife. Maggie Winstanley is Michael's mother. And it's just an example of how we make friends with people that we get to know through seriously unfortunate circumstances.
Right. Here's best wishes. He's done a lot for the Commonwealth. Ray Larson is a great man. He has seen too much heartache in his lifetime. He will be greatly missed. Job well done. Know you have made a difference. Great job. For the record, he was, he was lenient. Day I parked in his parking space. Tony Doolin. Remember Tony?
Sure.
Used to work here.
Yeah.
You will be missed, Ray. So he parked in your parking space.
Of course. Everybody parks in my parking space.
We will miss him on Fridays. He is so respectful and informative regarding cases. As an ordinary citizen, my family thanks you for helping to make Fayette County a great place to live. You've helped to make Lexington a wonderful place to raise a family. Thank you. Here's one that says, dedicated guy, we will never know the difference you made in our community of Lexington. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the job well done. Have a great retirement. You have earned it. I'm very appreciative of Ray's compassion and commitment. Good luck in retirement. And not worth 2 cents is the response of one of the listeners. I had to throw that in at the end because I thought your head would get just a little bit too big.
Yeah, he's probably doing a life sentence. I get that, and I've been getting that all along.
Sure, of course.
Some,
you can't please all the people all the time. Wasn't that what Abraham Lincoln said? And especially if you're involved in your business.
I didn't hear that. But
yeah. You weren't around. You're not that old, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. All right, if you want to talk to Ray, if you have anything to say to him, I'm going to open the phone lines right now, 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. And we will have three more of these programs because you're going to be in the office until the end of September, so we've got three more Fridays after this one.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right, open phone lines. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. I tell you just a little bit about Ray. You've heard him on the radio here for years and seen him on TV and all that stuff, but some of the information that you may not have known, I didn't know this, that I knew you were named Kentucky's Outstanding Prosecutor more than once. I didn't realize it was four times. And in 1992, recognized by President George H.W. Bush in the Rose Garden of the White House for having one of the most outstanding victim service organizations in America. Tell me about that experience. I didn't know that.
Well, the National Organization of Victim Assistance evaluates victims assistance programs. And in 1990, I guess 92, our victim assistance program, when Gail Witt was in charge of it, was named one of the three outstanding victim assistance programs in the country.
Wow.
And we went up to the Rose Garden, and I took my wife and my son, and this is one of the great sorrows of my life. I didn't know that I could take my parents.
Oh.
And I didn't take my parents. And I've been sorry about that ever since, because my dad, of course, was a real patriot.
Right, and a veteran
guy.
Right.
And my mother, of course, thought I was the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
But
you didn't know. You didn't know that.
I didn't know it, and it just bothers me to this day. Mm.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on with Ray.
Hey, good morning. I was just looking at Colorado and noticing tax revenue Colorado's pulled in through the legalization of marijuana, and I wanted to know how Ray felt about legalization of marijuana in the Commonwealth.
Well, I don't like it, and I'll tell you why. Marijuana is not the marijuana is so much more potent and powerful now as compared to years ago.
In the 60s, they
say
it was.
And it has become a major problem. And people that say it's not a major problem don't know the facts. The issue is we now have more drugged drivers on the road as a result of drugs, primarily marijuana, than we do drunk drivers. And we have to come up with some way to test how much is in a person's blood system to determine whether or not they're impaired. But I don't like it, and this is the one that always brings the legalizers out of the woodwork. And,
right.
And so my guess is between now and the end of this show that we'll be fighting that battle.
I appreciate your call, sir. Here's an email from Rob that says, ask Ray to run for state senate and change some laws. There you go.
You know, that's interesting, Jack, because this morning in the Geraldo Liberal here, there was an editorial as wanted pro-reform prosecutor. Basically, they claim that I'm kind of a dinosaur and am living in the past when I think people ought to suffer consequences for breaking our laws.
Right.
I'm going to talk more about that sometime between now and the end of the month. They say we can't afford to incarcerate people, and it costs too much, they say. I don't know that anybody's ever really looked at the cost of crime committed by those people who are not sent.
Right.
I have.
Yep.
And I'll be happy to talk about that in the future, but my wife told me to behave today.
Did she really?
She did.
Okay.
She told me to act right and be respectful and gracious.
Here's one from Alexandria Harper.
Yep.
She says, not sure if you remember me, but I worked for Ray several years ago, came to the show every Friday morning. Congratulations on a job well done, Ray. You have done so much for this city and been a wonderful prosecutor. The next person will have very big shoes to fill, those big white bucks.
That's right.
Hope you have a wonderful retirement. Sure, we'll miss listening to the show.
The Alexandra was a worked in our office and she's a horse person. Mm-hmm. And I learned something about a standard bred and show horses and that sort of thing from her. She was a good employee and appreciate hearing from her.
And we've got people on hold, but I've got to take a break. 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. It's 919. Ray Larson with us, 253-5959. Touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. As we talked about last week, Ray, your replacement in the position of Commonwealth's attorney for the remainder of your term, which goes through 18, is that right?
Yes.
Is up to the governor. Now, has the governor made any indication as to who he might appoint?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He just has to do it by the end of September, obviously.
Well,
he doesn't have to.
He doesn't really have to, but we're hoping, so.
Yeah, and you had a talk with him, made your recommendation.
I've made a recommendation.
Okay. This is George. Good morning, George.
Good morning. It's an honor to speak with you and Ray again.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Ray for his many years of service.
Thank you.
Two, I want to thank him for the wonderful stories about Vincent Bugliosi and the Barnes family that show did it. One of my suggestions. Just really, if you're a dinosaur, it's time to resurrect the dinosaurs.
Thank you.
It's very nice. I appreciate your call, George.
Thank you.
And I try to take these in the order that they come in so you don't have to stay on hold any longer than necessary. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jack, and good morning, Ray. Ray, I want to say congratulations on a wonderful execution of your duties and a job well done. And as a taxpayer, I feel like we got more than our money with your service. I just want to add that, it seems it makes your job harder when, as a society, we've sort of gotten rid of honor and shame. You know, I always like the idea that some of the lesser criminals who shoplift and do those certain things, you know, might be better served by actually having to wear some kind of T-shirt that says, I stole this, that, or the other thing while having to clean up the side of the road. That may make people take a little different turn at things, but since we can't apply shame anymore, and the same honor seems to be has been diluted to the point where there's no honor and there's no shame. But I think you know, as our representative, we're very honorable, and thank you. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for the nice comment.
And he said execution, and that reminded me to ask you the question. You have tried a number of cases that were capital cases, mm-hmm. and you have a few folks that are on death row but there's not been anybody executed.
No, in Kentucky, the leading cause of death for people on death row is old age.
Yes.
If there's one group whose rear ends get really red when they talk about me, it's the anti-death penalty zealots out there.
Mm-hmm.
And frequently they get all upset with me because if it's an aggravated murder case, we seek charge it as such and let a jury decide what the appropriate punishment is.
Yeah.
And I've been asked by the media a number of times about how do you decide which cases you're going to seek the death penalty on. And I said, it's all pretty simple. You just read the law.
Mm-hmm.
If it fits, it's charged. Then we try it, and that a death sentence becomes an optional penalty. And the jury decides. And they just can't get over it. They think I ought to use my discretion in making those decisions. But the minute you use discretion, then that becomes an appealable issue. I abused my discretion. So I just apply the law.
Yeah. Can't imagine doing it any other way. This is John. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
It's Ray, it's Big John. I'm calling to congratulate you on 30 years of a very successful career. I really appreciate everything you've done for Lexington. You've kept us honest. You've kept our Sunday school class honest. You taught us a lot of things that I'm never going to get. So
nice.
I'm I'm just going to congratulate you.
Let me ask you a question, John.
Hang on, John.
All right.
How's school going?
It's going good. I'm up here at center.
I know. Well, just keep at it. Make good grades, man. Are you doing any computer stuff?
I'm working on it. Oh, yeah, I am.
Have you decided on a major?
I haven't yet, but I'm thinking about going into computers. But I'll let you know.
I don't think there's any future in that, to be honest with you. I think those things are going to be gone in a couple of years.
Well, pretty soon. One of these days we'll all be working for John.
That's right. John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Let me tell you about John. Okay. John was a member of our high school Sunday school class. I'm the teacher, the supervisor of the high school Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, as the Herald Leader editorial gang says, I'm a dinosaur. And I am. I'm just the crazy uncle that just tells them the way it is. You know, something fascinating, Jack, is to tell these young high school kids about dating when I was in college, mm-hmm. how you would actually call the girl up and ask her if she'd go out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and if she says yes, you go to her dorm and you pick her up.
Yeah.
You open the door for her. And when
it's ridiculous.
You get in the car, you have to be home at a certain time.
You paid for it, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Seemed like those things. I always paid. I went out and washed the car if I had a date. I washed my car. Doesn't that sound ridiculous?
No, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Furthermore, on these first dates,
yeah.
kissing your date goodnight was not even in the game.
No, especially with the old man standing there with the porch light on.
Yeah, there you go.
We're taking a break. If you're on hold, stay there. 253-5959. Touch *590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere. 1-877-777-0590 or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. We'll be right back. 9:34, 26 minutes before 10 o'clock. Ray Larson with us. This isn't his swan song. He's going to be with us another 3 weeks, I believe it is, if I figured it correctly. This is JR. Good morning, JR. You're on with Ray.
Good morning, Jack and Ray. Ray, I recently met Jack Patty. I've listened to him for years and years and years.
That scares me a little bit.
Had known all that time, felt like I really knew him personally, although we had only met for the first time back in April, but I feel the same about you. I've listened to you and watched you over the years, and I just feel a kinship. I feel like I know you personally, like we are friends, and I think you have been that friend to Kentucky over the past 30 years, and I want to thank you for your service.
Thanks. Thank you very much. That's nice.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much, JR. Nice thing. When somebody starts and says, I met you, it always scares me because I hope I don't ever impress somebody as being a horse's butt.
Almost every day, typically a big person, taps me on the shoulder and says, do you remember me?
Yeah.
And I'll say, no, I don't. He says, you sent me to prison. I say, you got that wrong, buckaroo. You sent yourself to prison.
That's true.
And then just ask them what they're doing. And most people, and they want to talk and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. It's been a good
didn't
experience.
Take it personally, in other words, too yeah. much. Well, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. I'd just like to congratulate Ray on his service and something that I really admire him, that he's never let a whiff of politics enter into anything I've ever heard him do. And I think he set an example for a lot of people in his position. I wish the Attorney General could, and especially several of the last Attorney Generals we've had, could follow his lead.
What do you say?
Thank you. Well, look, there's no room in prosecution is serious business. People's lives, their reputations, their
freedom.
All of that is on the line, and there is no room for politics in prosecution. And if there are two kinds of prosecutors, somebody that's a politician that becomes a prosecutor, and they're destined to be a failure. Others are people who have to be elected to be prosecutors. But I'm one of those. You have to be elected. Now, I think the prosecutors in Kentucky need to be a nonpartisan. That means that just like our mayor is nonpartisan, just like our council members are nonpartisan.
Judges?
judges are nonpartisan. They shouldn't have to be affiliated with a party because that connotes some sort of political angle. And it just, I don't like it. I don't think it's appropriate. And that's one of the things I'm going to work to change after I've been dumped and out of office. I'm going to work hard to make it a nonpartisan office. But thanks for the call.
Thanks, Joe. Is it nonpartisan in other states?
Sure.
Is it?
Oh, hell yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just...
seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, why do they do judges as nonpartisan? It's the same deal.
Right.
Politics has no business in this. So that's where we are.
Thought of maybe writing a book?
No.
No interest in it?
No.
Huh?
Listen, Jack, I'm gonna continue to mouth about old-fashioned values that our friends over at the Lexington newspaper oppose. Old-fashioned values of being responsible for your behavior. If you violate the laws, you should suffer consequences. They don't seem to believe in that. That sort of thing. One of the things that I wrote about on our Facebook page, Ray the DA Facebook page, was thoughts about my parents. I know you're really devoted to your mom. You and your brother take very good care of your mother. I took good care of my mother, and she had macular degeneration, and she turned out to be blind after a while. And I used to go to the nursing home to see her mm-hmm. in the morning on the way to work and after work on the way home. And my mother loved to have a glass of wine every night. And so, and whenever my mother wanted to talk to me, she would feel her way out to the nurse's station and say, "Would you call my son the prosecutor?" And they would, and say, "Mr. Larson, would you hold on for your mother?" And she'd be standing right there, and they'd hand her the phone. And one day she did that, and I said, "Mom, what's up?" And she says, "They found it, Ray. They found it." And I said, "What did they find?" And she said, "The wine." And I said, "Well, let me talk to the nurse there." And so she gave the phone to the nurse, and the nurse kind of chewed me out. About, you know what the rules are. There's no alcohol allowed in the facility and that sort of thing. And I knew that. And what I would do would go buy these little six packs of bottles of wine
mm-hmm.
and would take
sneak,
them. And,
sneak them in is what you were doing.
Damn right.
Breaking the law.
Yeah, no, the rules.
Okay.
And so what happened was.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Give her a, pour a glass of wine when I'd go get off work and then hide what was left in her closet.
Oh.
And that's what they found. And so the woman said, "I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is, and we just can't have the alcohol in the facility." And so I said, "Well, thank you very much. Let me talk to my mom again." And I said, "Mom, don't worry. I'll take care of this." And so my next telephone call was to her doctor. And I said, "Here's the deal." And I explained the situation to him. I said, "Will you call over to this nursing home and prescribe a glass of wine every afternoon for my mother?" And he said, "Sure." And he did. And the nurse there said, "Well, how much can she have?" And he said, "Look, she's 90 years old. She's in bed. She can have as much as she wants." And so as a result of all of that, my mother at that point believed I could do anything. I always liked my mom.
That's a wonderful story. Here's an email. It says, "What a man of integrity that has a long legacy of protecting this community. Please let him know that I am happy to work with him on his future venture to have our judges free of politics, a passion of mine for several decades." Well, actually, the judgeships are free of politics. It's the prosecutors that aren't. But anyway, this is, see who this is from here. Doesn't say. Anyway, they're in your court there.
Well, it's political. It's political. The judges have a philosophy, and it's based on the law. And the law is that people should be supervised in the community. That means probated.
Right. And this is Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. This is an old-time Little League friend and teammate of Ray, a fraternity brother. known Ray since we were probably 8 years old, well, maybe 8 or 9 years old, next door neighbors.
He's calling from South Carolina somewhere.
No, I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
What are you doing in Brooklyn?
I'm visiting my 19-day-old granddaughter.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I just wanted to say congratulations to Ray. As I said, a longtime friend. You'll miss seeing him. I hope to get back to Kentucky soon.
Jack.
But just a good friend.
Yeah, this is Jack Royalty. Yeah. And he's a really a good friend. And we got in more damn trouble than anybody you ever saw together over on Spring Hill Drive and Ridge Road Drive. It was.
That's right.
We were awful.
Appreciate your call, Jack. And you also worked at a liquor store, I believe, at one time, didn't you? Is that public knowledge? Did I just let the cat out of the bag?
Nope. I worked at Brown's Liquor Dispensary on near the corner of 7th and North Upper Street. It was owned by a fellow named Jim Magruder. And it was a great experience.
When you were going to school?
When I was in law school, and a couple of things I got hung up on.
I know one of them.
General Hospital. Yeah. And but I made a lot of friends down in that neighborhood. I got robbed once.
You did?
Yeah, oh yeah. I couldn't tell you what the guy looked like, but I could sure as hell tell you what the gun looked like.
Yep.
And so.
Did you have a gun behind the counter?
Sure. But
you decided that your life was more important.
I'm
than
not the... as fast on the draw as Clint Eastwood. he got the drop on me.
Yeah, and you didn't want to do what the guy at the Little Inn liquor store did and shoot the guy in the back on the way out.
Yes, I did.
You
I
did? You did want to do that?
I desperately wanted to do that.
We're taking a break. 253-5959. Yeah, he was a threat. He was. He had his back to me, but he was a threat, you know. 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. And Ray Larson's here, 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. This is Steve. Hey, Steve, good morning. You're on with Ray.
Hey, good morning, Jack. I've been listening to you. You and I are about the same age. Been listening to you since you and I were a very young men.
That's a long
Ray,
time.
I've been listening to you every Friday for 14 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. Friends with both the Wynn Stanleys and the Turpins, so I followed that very closely. And just want to congratulate you on 30 very successful years. You've been quite an inspiration to those of us prosecutor wannabes. So congratulations and enjoy retirement, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Somebody sent me, Bobby sent me, Bobby's drummer in a really good band called Off the Clock, and he sent me a Facebook message. It's listening to Ray discuss his opposition to the legalization of marijuana. Maybe this is why. And it's a picture of a stop sign, and above it it says drunk people run stop signs, and underneath it it says high people wait for them to turn green. That's good. I like that. This is Ruth. Good morning, Ruth. You're on with Ray.
Oh, yes, sir. I live in Destin County, but I'd like to just congratulate Mr. Larson for a job well done. And I like him because he's old school. And there's nothing wrong with old school, so keep your good values and God bless you.
Well, thank you. My friends at the Herald Leader don't like old school. They want pro-reform. That means let them out.
Let them out. Let them go. Mm-hmm. Kitchen released. Clyde, good morning.
Good morning. Ray, thank you for all your service to Fayette County and the Commonwealth at large. I hope that all of your fellow citizens will appreciate all that you've done over the years. You've run your office from everything that I've been able to see in the most efficient and even-handed way, never any hint of losing evidence that might be helpful to defendants and their counsel, prosecuting fairly on behalf of everyone, being a true public servant, and thank you for it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that, Clyde.
Now, Clyde is a very, he practiced law many, many years in Washington, D.C., and is a big deal lawyer, and his opinion is,
I value
his opinion.
How would you rate the judicial folks that we have in Fayette County on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best? I know you'd have to almost do it individually, but just as a group.
Well, I'm going to do that another week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question, and that's but I.
And you don't like all of them, well, and they don't all like you either.
I like all of them. I just don't like some of their sentences.
Right. Well, that's what I'm
habits.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's but. You know, they're the judge, and they make those decisions, not me. I can whine and carry on to great rate, but, you know, that's not it. You know, Clyde mentioned something that's kind of critical.
Yeah.
And that is, he said, even-handed. We got a few principles that we operate by. Number one, everybody ought to be treated the same, no matter, so long as the case is the same. And everybody ought to be treated fairly. And there's no room to do people favors. I've lost some friends by they'll call and say my son has done this or done that, and I'm hoping that we can
work a little deal.
Work a deal, and I say it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Because if we did it for your son, what do I say to all those people who? Mm-hmm. Who I've said no to. I just can't do it. And there will be people that disagree with me a lot. But my goal is to get their respect, whether they like me or not. I'm not that concerned about it.
You have 18 prosecutors.
Yes.
And that's has it always been around that number since 1982, or has the office grown?
It's grown.
Okay.
It's grown.
How many did you have when you started in 82?
I think 10.
10.
Yeah. And it's grown because dealing with criminal cases has become far more complicated. For example, we talked about the Turpin case.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that murder occurred, and we went to trial in 6 months. Today, you can't get a murder case to trial for 2 or 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because of all of the complicated DNA and all that sort of stuff that takes a while to get. And it's become far more complicated. So
you've got some really, really good people.
I do.
And I know before you leave this place, you're going to probably going to want to talk about them. Or I'll give you 30 seconds to wrap up every one of them. Tell me what you think. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they some better than others? Are they?
Because I was in the office for 32 years, we had an opportunity to create a career prosecution track. And there are I was thinking this morning about if you look at our website and see the people across the top, I think there's 6 of us or so.
Sneering, yeah.
That's 170 years of experience.
Wow.
And that makes our office a good office. We know what we're doing.
Stay with us. Update from the Information Center next, live with Lee Follows, and hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday morning at 6:05 Central.